Welcome to the Asbury First United Methodist Church Weekly Sermon. We hope you enjoyed this message by Stephen Cady. For more information about this podcast or other ways to connect, please visit asburyfirst.org.
To everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. Picture with me, if you will, your favorite photo album. Got it? Now, I recognize there will be somewhat of a divide here, not so much generational as technological. While some of us immediately will picture an actual book with physical pages that we can literally turn to see the next picture, others of us will imagine a screen that we swipe across or a folder that we double-click into. Either way is okay with me. It's your imagination. Just picture your favorite album. Got it? Maybe it's of that special vacation, or of that dinner you attended, or that wedding you crashed, or that moment you finally decided to raise your pledge to a tithe. You know, one of the big moments of life. We used to have a name for those big moments around here back when Rochester was known as the image capital of the world. Perhaps you remember it. They were called Kodak moments. These were moments that were so special, so meaningful, so worthy of being remembered that we could think to do nothing else save snap a picture. Click. Of course, not every moment was a Kodak moment. Not every moment is. Granted, with the advent of camera phones, our threshold for what qualifies as worthy to be saved for posterity has dramatically diminished. Hashtag flan lover, look at my dessert. Nevertheless, we still, even still, don't see all that many mundane photo albums. There's a reason we don't see many albums filled with people sitting at their desks or doing their homework or paying the bills or putting away their groceries or cleaning the toilets. Though, to be honest, that is how we spend more of our time. The point is, not every moment of our life is high, and by God's grace, not every moment is low. And although we recognize that there are some at either extreme this morning, we also know that that's not all of us. Most of us are not at our highest high or at our lowest low, but rather somewhere in that time between. And although we don't think typically of pausing to really save this moment for posterity, maybe there is something to it. So if you'll indulge me for yet another moment, those who are still paying attention, welcome back. I'd like you to, in your mind's eye, just close the book or close the screen or swipe away for that favorite photo album, that wedding, that dinner, that moment of pledging, and set it to the side. And now pick up a new album. Again, it can be swiping, whatever works in your imagination. The point is, this is one you've never seen before. Whereas the other album was filled with memories you didn't want to forget, this one is filled with those things we never thought to remember. It is the more mundane photo album of our lives, the not-so-Kodak moment of our lives. And if our whole lives feels too unapproachable, how about just the last week, or yesterday, or this morning? Flip through those pages. Swipe across the screen. What do you see? As you look through every moment of your life, not just the highs and not just the lows, as you flip through that album, what do you notice about your life? If you were to hand this book over to someone else to flip through and they were to look through it, what do you think they would notice? What do you think they'd be surprised by? What do you think you'd be embarrassed by? If they were to fill out a survey after looking through your special album, and then after the mundane album, what do you think they would say is most important in your life? Who would they say is most important in your life? How do you spend the time between? The author of Ecclesiastes, known as Kohelet, which translates into something like preacher or teacher, begins this famous passage with a nod to conventional wisdom. To everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And then he goes on to list some of those seasons, some of those highs and lows in 14 pairs, beginning with a time to be born and a time to die, and continuing on through, including things like a time to weep and a time to laugh, all the way through to the end, where he says there's a time for war and a time for peace. And at first glance, it does name something that we recognize in our own lives. There will come moments for each of us, moments of mourning and moments of dancing, moments of laughing and moments of crying, moments of speaking and moments when we ought to be silent. Some of us might even have those moments where we throw away stones, and others when we gather stones together. But if we're honest, there are some days that don't involve stones at all. In other words, these don't capture all of the moments. And it's really tempting to want to just fit life into these simple binaries, the moments in which we speak and the moments in which we stay silent. But life is not like that. And if we spend all day long switching back and forth simply between weeping or crying, those are our only options, though some days feels like that, it may be a sign that something is wrong. The author of Ecclesiastes and the rest of the book, you know, the part that we don't actually read, the part that there's no songs about, goes on to say, while this is conventional wisdom, it's not the way life actually works. It's the reason why we have Ecclesiastes immediately follow Proverbs in our Bible, because it offers a different point of view. That's part of the beauty of the Bible, which really means library. There are different points of view there for the taking, there for us to appreciate the beauty of God's world, to understand that each of us is trying to understand this in our own way. Proverbs says one thing, quick, pithy sentences that sums all of life up. And Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the author, says, that's just not how it works for me. It's not how it works for many of us. Life is complicated. It's messy. Maybe you've experienced that. And if we spend our life trying to just pigeonhole ourselves into those extremes, am I in a moment of laughter or in a moment of crying? We miss out on the fullness of life. Do you hear? Life is lived in that place between. As Camus said of Sisyphus, he wasn't to find happiness until he began to appreciate the trip down the mountain. Kohelet, the author of Ecclesiastes, speaks about life in terms of seasons, and maybe there's something in that for us. After all, seasons are by their very nature fleeting. They last for a moment, sometimes longer, and then move on. Sometimes the seasons change in fits and starts. We've experienced that even this week. But that's true for those seasons of life as well. There are moments when we feel like all we do is work and mourn and weep. And we need the reminder that things can change. There is hope in this for those of us who are at one of those low moments, that things can get better. That is the promise of the gospel, that what is not what has to be. That's what Jesus Christ came in some ways to share with us, that we do not have to accept life as it is, that there is something more. Of course, for those of us who find ourselves at a high this morning, this might also serve as a word of caution. To remember that we never know what a day is going to bring. To not take for granted the moment that we have, but to live life fully today. So many people try to dismiss Ecclesiastes, calling the author too cynical about life, and there is something about that. It's something familiar. Perhaps we recognize it. Qohelet throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, as those who participated in the Bicentennial Bible Challenge could attest, does frequently go through these long diatribes in which he finally just throws up his hands and says, "Why not just eat, drink, and be merry?" And maybe we need a little more of that every once in a while. We who live our lives in the extremes, we do, don't we? We live in this world that tries every day to force us into these false binaries, but we know how damaging it can be to just spend our life in a binary world, not just in terms of gender, though in this Pride Month we recognize how damaging that can be. But think about all the boxes each day we are each trying to place each other in. Are you good or are you bad? Are you smart or are you dumb? Are you with us? Are you against us? But the truth is, each of us is probably somewhere in between. None of us is perfect. None of us are perfect. But the good news is, we don't have to be. That's the promise of grace. That's where our faith comes in, doesn't it? The promise of grace is that you don't have to be perfect to be loved. So maybe in this moment, in this world of extremes, we could stand to offer each other a little grace. Maybe you felt it lacking lately. Give each other the benefit of the doubt to recognize that we never know what's going on in another person's life. They don't know what's going on in ours, and we don't know what's going on in theirs. So why not offer a little grace? Especially after this last year and a half in which so many of us have found our life shifting to the extremes. That happens when the world turns upside down. When everything gets out of balance, when we step away from one another, when we start focusing simply on survival, maybe things have changed that way for you. Consider this last year. Pick up that book of the mundane and just look through the last year and a half. Look at the photos. What's changed for you? Some of us, of course, have fallen out of relationships. Some of us have picked up some bad habits. Some of us have started to drink too much. Maybe some of us are working too much. If that's the case, then maybe we could fix some of it. Maybe the season is changing. I don't know what season you're in, but perhaps it's time for a change. If this has been a season in which you've worked too much, maybe it's time to add a little play into your life. Do you remember playing? Maybe our children could teach us a lesson here. Maybe you were watching as they got out of school this week or the week before and just immediately began to play. We would do well to follow their example. Sure, Ecclesiastes doesn't say there's a time for work and a time for play, but we know that it is true. And after this pandemic, when employers took advantage of people being a captive audience, never having an excuse for not answering that text or that email, no matter what time of night it is, maybe what we need is a moment for play. We live in a great city for it. We have the National Museum of Play. But the good news, friends, is we don't need a ticket to play. Just go outside. Take off your shoes, lay in the grass, play with blocks, learn to yo-yo. It's pretty fun. Maybe this is a moment where we might learn to play, if that is what we need. On the other hand, maybe the thing to bring us into balance is something else. Maybe as you look back through the last year and a half, what you recognize is that too many of the pictures are just of you or of a couple people. Maybe it's time to ask who's been missing from your album. That's the thing. The irony of this moment is that at the very moment of isolation is the moment in which we recognize the interdependence of this world, just how connected we are. If a virus can spread one person to another across the entire globe, imagine what we could do if we started to share a little goodness with one another. This has been a moment in which we've recognized the disparities amongst us. Maybe now is the time in which we try to do something about them. If in this pandemic, the extreme that we've pushed ourselves to that far end that we pushed ourselves is too much focus on ourselves. Maybe it's time to turn outward and start doing something about those injustices. Maybe it's time to start doing something about what we've seen is wrong in this world. Maybe it's time for a little balance. That is what we can offer one another. Friends, the author Kohelet understood that conventional wisdom is really convenient. It makes us feel better to think that everything is planned out, that there is one specific time for everything that happens in our life, but it is not true. And the rest of the book is telling us that while it's so nice for us to think about it in that way, we also have to pay attention to what really happens in life, that life is complicated. And we have to find our way through one piece at a time. And the good news is we don't have to do it alone. That's why we're here. Sure, friends, we only see each other once a week, if that, sometimes more, sometimes less. But we are with one another on this journey. We're here to try and help one another find balance between those extremes in life, because none of us can figure it out on our own. Today's worries are enough for today. Let us not get so caught up in the highs and lows of life. The Kodak moments are their inverse, that we forget to appreciate the beauty of right now. After all, most of us spend our whole lives in that place between a time to be born and a time to die. If we could all learn to appreciate each moment we have within it, well, we'd have quite an album to view. I can almost picture it. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Asbury First Weekly Sermon. If you enjoyed this message, please visit asburyfirst.org and learn more about our mission to love God and neighbor, live fully, serve all, repeat.